For PS21 in Chatham, August is always a huge month of programming, and this month is no exception. Highlights include the return of Paul Taylor Dance Company for their fourth consecutive year of performances, the U.S. premiere of Samantha Shea's Chekhov-inspired dance theater piece, Life in This House is Over, which reflects on the social awkwardness of grief, followed by Adam Tenler's Inheritances, which weaves together a number of composers into one intimate program to tell a universal story of lineage, loss, and place. Their summer concludes with the inaugural Common Ground Festival, which brings together two renowned international performance companies, Basinga from France and Collider in the UK. That over a weekend of experiments in physics and materiality. To tell us more, we welcome Vallejo Gantner, Artistic and Executive Director of PS21. What a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
It's very nice to have you here. So tell me how long you've been in this position, how this all came about, your roads to Chatham.
For sure. I'm the new guy. I started in March and moved up here full time in June, and it's been a wild ride.
Yeah.
Before this, I was working with a Greek foundation that has an office in New York, the Onassis Foundation, helping build a studio for artists who might be choreographers, performers, circus makers, filmmakers, photographers, sound artists. Working with technology in different ways of thinking about new kind of immersive technologies, whether that's interactive video or virtual reality, augmented reality, spatialized sound, all sorts of things like that. But I moved to New York 20 years ago to take over a tiny but mighty performing arts center in the East Village, ironically and coincidentally called PS122. So similar name, different mission to the place in Chatham, PS21, where I am now.
So what were you looking for in this marriage between yourself and this artistic organization?
What was exciting to me about it is both the theater itself, the performance space. It's 350 seats where the audience sits outside undercover, but very much in the landscape, you know, looking out across a meadow at the sunset each night. But also it sits on 100 acres that has about five different kinds of system, that is ecosystem in it. We've got creek flats and a beautiful stream running through the property, three gorgeous ponds and a wetland, these meadows, an apple orchard that's about 100 years old, and then a whole set of woods and forests on the land. And so for me, there was this incredibly exciting opportunity to bring this kind of wild, experimental, and exciting new work, whether that's music or theater or dance, circus, street theater, performance of all kinds, into this landscape in a different way, and to do things in a different way than we might think about normally doing them in the city, and to do them in a community that where we bring in participation, we bring in the kind of questions of our time in really different ways, and we engage people in ideas of co-authorship and try and kind of reach out across those streams and meadows and talk to people in different kinds of ways.
When you look at the program that has been put together, did you have your hand in that, or was that pretty much set when you came in?
A lot of it was set. We have shaped it and framed it in different ways than it might have been before, but most of the shows were already chosen by my predecessor, Elena Sianko, and she had a wonderful eye for projects. But we shaped it and moved it in different ways to try and talk to audiences in different kinds of ways. We created this Common Ground Festival. We had a music festival a few weeks ago called Ground Tone that was really exciting. So we've shaped it, but a lot of the work was there. And my program will really kick in February and beyond next year.
And that must be exciting.
Super exciting. And right now, of course, we're in this exciting moment where I am just dreaming. I am putting right. shows and ideas up on the wall and trying to figure out what fits, what's interesting, what are the things that are missing in the community, what are the things that are missing in this capital region, what isn't offered. Because in summertime, you know, between Jacob's Pillow and Mass Mocha and Art O' My and Williamstown Theatre Festival and Tanglewood and there's so much. So we're starting to think about really becoming a year-round centre that is driven by and for the local year-round community as much as it is by a summer audience.
Not that it matters, but had you ever been to PS21 prior to?
Yeah, I had actually. In fact, I'd seen one of the performers who's coming up in one of the shows, Julie Shanahan, who I'm proud to say is another Australian originally, as part of a show by a French director and writer called Gisèle Vienne, which is a show called Le Tang from 2023.
So when you are, you said this is the exciting part because you're dreaming, but I assume you're also taking information that you're gleaning from what is on the stage now and what is hitting with audiences and where
Absolutely.
The connections are being made.
Every time we open the doors and audiences drive up and park and start walking in, watching how they behave and how they work, what drinks they order at the bar, what food they want, because we've been doing food all summer, where they go before, what time they arrive, what they think of things. And what I love about this thing is every time they surprise me. Things that I think, oh, God, that died, you know, and you sort of, as the artistic director, you're always sitting there and you kind of got your head between your knees, kind of torturing yourself. And people will come up to me afterwards and say, that was the greatest thing ever. And some of the works, the way you think, well, this is a slam dunk. People are like, well, no, we've seen that. We've been there. We've done that. It's boring. And yeah. You go, wow, okay. It's a really, the audience up here is so sophisticated and so excited about new ideas. They don't, it's a place, one of the really exciting things here is that people don't take it for granted the way you might if you were living in one of the big cities. You don't just assume it's always going to be there. And people are excited that that this offering is put in front of them.
We had a discussion with Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, who is getting ready to retire, but a 30-plus year stint at Cap Rep here in Albany.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that we were talking about when it comes to the arts is that you have, when you're building an audience, you can give them new stuff, you can give them classic stuff, but what you try to do is build that trust.
Yeah.
You try to build that trust that they trust you as a presenting yeah. organization, that what you're going to put on that stage is worthy of their time. And they may not know anything about it, but it doesn't matter because they believe and they trust in you, and it seems you're at that point.
I've always said when I'm approaching this process of putting a season and putting a program together, the one thing I can guarantee you is you're not going to like everything that we do.
Right.
There will be something which you think that is an abomination and something that you think is a masterpiece. And there'll be another person that has the diametrically opposite perspective. And the thing that I always say is what I want you to know when walking in or walking out is why it's there. And I think that conversation of trust that one has with an audience when you're building a season and building work is that they should know why something's there. They should understand maybe it failed, because failure is part of that journey. You know, particularly when you're a contemporary performing
sure.
arts place,
yeah.
there are going to be works that we co-produce and we commission, and they're not going to always succeed. But the thing of knowing why something's there. I think when in that dialogue that I'm in all the time with an audience, that is a conversation where people will say, okay, I get why it was there. It didn't work. That's okay. Let's come back and see it next time.
And that also, it didn't work, and it didn't work for me. I just saw a presentation at a local company, and a widely respected local company, and it, oh my God, awful. Just awful. Well,
it could have gone either way there, the way you were talking about it.
Just awful. But it was awful to me. I couldn't get into it to save my life. And I heard people talking during intermission. A lot of people fled. A lot of people couldn't wait to get back and to be re-engaged and to see what was going on. So I love your point about, you know, at least understanding why it's there, because that was clear to me.
Yeah.
This was a piece that had good bones. This was a piece that had a really interesting backstory.
Yeah.
And God love them for trying to do it. But also, God love the people who really got something from it and understood it. I wasn't one of them, but it's not going to keep me from going again, because you learn more from that experience sometimes than you would a most successful show.
Look, as a curator, as a producer, I've said to people younger, you know, people we're mentoring or whatever, I've said that you learn more from the shows that you didn't like than the ones that you did.
Absolutely.
Because you learn, your kind of critical faculties get trained up. Having said that, of course, you know, I think what we're going to be delivering for the rest of August, but also next year and beyond, are going to be a series of works that I hope challenge you. Some of them I hope, you know, you walk out with more questions than answers, but I hope they also excite you and inspire you and take us somewhere where we didn't know we wanted to be. And that's always my goal, is this, we're not here to deliver comfort food
right
for an audience. We're here to challenge you. We're here to get your mental engine running and your imagination going. And that will happen by the work that's on the stage, but it'll also happen by, reimagining the places where we present things, whether it's on our campus or on our grounds, or in the town of Chatham, or in Troy, Kinderhook, Hudson, and elsewhere. We are really intending to collaborate with a whole lot of organizations around the community in Columbia County and in the Capital Region.
I was thinking about what you were just saying, and it's fascinating, because even when you have a piece, and perhaps in this example I gave, but my God, the cast was great.
Yeah.
And the staging was so innovative and interesting. So there's always things that you find connections you.
And I love that process of going through a show. And you do sometimes you're in a show that you love or you don't love. Either way, kind of unpacking in your brain why an actor made a choice they made, or why a director or a designer or a playwright or a choreographer or a composer has made the choices about what's coming next and the kind of decisions. That's always really fascinating for me to try and sit there and unpack it.
So we have a few minutes here, but let me ask you about the inaugural Common Ground Festival. What is that, and how did it come together, and what can people expect?
So it is Labor Day weekend coming up in 3 weeks, 2 weeks. This is a festival that is work that you could describe it as circus, you could describe it as street theater, you could describe this as kinetic sculptures. It is things that happen out on the grounds. It's all free of charge, and it all involves an element of audience participating in it. So with the company Basinga from France, it is virtuosic tightrope walking or slack rope walking with musicians up on the rope performing while they're on it.
Oh, wow.
And the audience is holding them there. So it's a collective.
Physically holding them
physically,
there?
They are tightening the ropes to hold them up. So it's, and that happens out in the old.
How'd you get that insured?
please don't mention the insurance word. But you know, that's the thing. It's a collective thing where we are holding up this performance together. It's a real, it's a collective action. And it's beautiful. They're extraordinary musicians. They are extraordinary performers. And then this beautiful piece called Arch from a company in Bristol called Collider, Bristol in the United Kingdom. And this is a huge arch made of concrete and ice and wood and sweat that is constructed and then brought down by fire around us.
Wow.
And so it's this kind of beautiful, very elemental performance that lasts about an hour with music again. And it is a kind of spectacle. And so I don't know what to call it. You know, it's not circus. It's not acrobats on a stage in the classical sense. It's not a sculpture because it the whole point of it in the end is that it does collapse.
But it seems like a primal element.
Absolutely. It's a primal, visceral, emotional and very immersive show. And so we're presenting them all weekend. That weekend, the schedule is on our website. And it is they're free of charge. So, you know, people can come with or without reservations. There'll be food all weekend from Colonia Verde in Brooklyn, a beautiful Latin American restaurant in Brooklyn, who've been doing a residency with us this summer. And they've got incredible tacos and snacks all weekend. It's going to be beautiful. You can roam around the grounds, go for a hike, go for a walk, go for a swim in the creek, and see some shows.
You seem like you're having fun.
I'm loving it up here.
Vallejo Gettner, I thank you very much. Artistic and Executive Director of PS21, pschatham.org for more information.